Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. This is Old School. Welcome back in. Jay Foreman has some business to handle. So it's us, Norman. I'll be taking you home for the next 25 minutes or so. Let me know if you're on your way home, if you made it home, where it is you're listening from. Really do truly appreciate you tuning in. And we appreciate the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for their sponsorship of the show. Tomorrow is Fired Up Friday at the Mercado. Let's go ahead and see what it is they will be cooking up for you. So the MercadoButcher.com/Fired Up Fridays. Ooh, beef and cheddar sandwich. Smoked and shaved New York strip with cheddar sauce and horseycue sauce on a Kaiser bun with house seasoned curly fries. $17 for you up at the 84th and Havelock location of the Mercado. Make sure you get there and check that out tomorrow. Would like to pick up where Strick and I left off at 4:30. A little bit of a Nebraska men's basketball discussion. Got some really good texts from people here on the text line. So sorry to keep you waiting on that. Had some good stuff there from Elena from the Upside, as well as Jay Foreman talking collusion in the NFL. Let's go ahead. Let's start on the text from 6296. Where does Connor Esigen fit into this? And by this, of course, that means the rotation for Nebraska in the backcourt. Connor Esigen is an interesting piece. Heard from him yesterday at media availability as well. Seems like he's one of those guys who has really stepped up into a leadership role for Nebraska. He's an upperclassman. He's a senior. It'll be his fourth year in the Big Ten. He said yesterday he was kind of shocked by that himself. He kind of feels like an old guy in some regards. Sounds like he's been one that's been taking on a lot of that responsibility for transfer portal guys and high school guys who come to Nebraska on visits, which is good to see. Said he's really been working on his body with Kurt Joseph so far this offseason. Says he's up to 200 pounds, which will go a long way, I think, for Connor Esigen holding up throughout the course of the year. In terms of his role, my preference, such as it is that Connor Esigen probably plays the same role he did last year. Bench, shooter, and scorer. I think he's got to work on his handle. I think he's got to develop a little bit more of an in-between game for those teams that run him off the three-point line. More than anything, I think he's got to get a little savvier when it comes to movement without the basketball, right? That was really the secret sauce that made Keisei Tominaga so good, and you saw CJ Wilcher develop some of that by the end of his time at Nebraska as well, is, yes, the reputation that you have and the best skill that you have is as a three-point shooter from long range. That is completely understood. But you leverage the gravity, as Fred Hoiberg would say, you leverage that talent that you have to get yourself and your team two easy points when they overplay you on the three-point line. I think Connor Esigen, playing in FIBA against grown men, had to get creative to find ways to get shots right against grown men. He talked about that a lot during his media availability. I think that for Connor Esigen, he can't be content just hanging out outside the three-point line. And I don't think Connor Esigen is ever going to be a guy that Nebraska looks at and says, go get us a bucket. Because there's a big difference between go get us a bucket and go hit a shot. Go hit a shot is you just got to move and get yourself in position. Go get a bucket is you got to do all the work of setting up, of ball handling, of hitting something contested yourself. I don't think that's Connor Esigen. I think what Esigen's going to need to do to fit in is come in, provide a spark for Nebraska off the bench, hit his open threes. Again, his percentage was good last year. I'd like to see him learn that one dribble pull up. So instead of hitting from 27 and a half, 28 feet, can you get closer to that 23 foot, maybe 24 foot mark that makes jump shooting just a little bit easier for a shooter, a little bit more in rhythm after that dribble. When he gets run off, we saw it against Creighton. Can he get more consistent from the mid range? Can he hit a little floater from inside the paint? Can he be a drive and kick guy when a team runs him off the 3-point line? Can he make the next right play, you know, with the pass to the kickout guy in the corner after the help rotates over? Can he make a skip pass off a live dribble? Some of that would be asking a lot of him. I think Connor Sejan can play a simple role for this team if he shoots, you know, 39% from three off the bench. I just don't know, you know, how many minutes there will be for him on a consistent basis if that's all he can do. Nebraska will need him. Nebraska will utilize him. But I think DeMarcus Lawrence probably brings a little bit more to the table. Maybe not the same level of shooter as Connor Sejan, but not incredibly far off of it. DeMarcus is a, you know, mid to upper 30% 3-point guy. Plus, he can handle the ball a little bit better. Free throws are comparable, maybe the edge to a Sejan, but I like what Lawrence can do better on the ball defensively. I think those are guys that are going to be competing for minutes at the two-guard spot, along with, you know, Sam Hoiberg, who was talked about playing the point, who might handle it some.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
But shouldn't be Nebraska's lead ball handler. We'll see if Cale Jacobson can work his way into that conversation. Is Price Sanford a three? Does Nebraska try a uber big lineup with Price Sanford at the two? Does Will Cooper see the floor at all? Is Braden Frager a two or a three? So many of those questions remain to be seen. And of course, some of it is matchup based. But I think Connor Sejan will get minutes. I think he'll have a pretty narrow role, and it's on him the rest of the summer to prove that he can do more, that he's deserving of being, you know, more than just a 10 to 15 minute a night guy. Moving along here on our text line, 5284. Bearcat Boykinjel is young and has time to improve, but wow, his IQ drove me crazy. Can't trust him on the floor. I don't see a spot for Bearcat on the floor with Rink, Oogie, and Jared Garcia on the roster. Bearcat's not young anymore. He's a junior. Okay, he played enough his freshman year, enough his sophomore year. Bearcat's a junior now. That's not young. That's upperclassman. He's got to have his head screwed on straight. I don't think his IQ was that bad. I think it was his focus more than anything. I think from the quote we heard from Fred Hoiberg, it wasn't that Bearcat didn't know what to do or couldn't give you the right answer for a test. I think it was translating it onto the floor in the heat of the moment. It was the issue for Bearcat. I think he was asked to play differently than he's ever been asked to play in his life. And I think that took a toll on him. He was really working hard to try and figure that out. I don't think Bearcat is a dumb basketball player. I think Bearcat is a growing and maturing basketball player who certainly needs to get better. But then to that last point, I don't see a spot for Bearcat on the floor with Rink, Oogie, and Jared Garcia on the roster. I think the addition of Ugnius Jurushevich from Central Michigan gives Nebraska its true backup five behind Rink Mast. I think Nebraska will try to play Mast and Oogie together quite a bit, but I don't think that's going to be the best thing for them. I think those guys are both pretty true centers. I think in that standpoint, Rink Mast could move to the power forward position if he's sharing the floor with Oogie, but I think Oogie's kind of the heir apparent to Rink Mast for the next year or two. So I think Mast and Jerusha Vicious probably combine for 40 minutes a game between the two of them. Maybe you creep up closer to 50 or 53 minutes per game, depending on the night, depending on fouls, obviously. But by that token, then, I think that does leave room for Bearcape Oyuktingel at the four, where I think he's probably best, where he doesn't have to be that point forward, where he's not responsible for making the majority of the plays and setting people up like it seemed like Nebraska needed him to do at times last year that he just wasn't fully comfortable with. Jared Garcia is fine. I'm not going to get overly excited about him for now. He's an interesting type of player that I don't think Nebraska's had much recently, right? He's a pretty true power forward, maybe a little bit of stretch potential, but that's defense, rebounding, going to be a pretty low usage guy. He's a, you know, wing-ish defender, maybe more of a power wing defender, more so than the true post defender or a true wing defender. He'll be fine. He'll be a veteran guy that won't kill you when he's out on the floor. I don't know how much of a difference maker he's going to be for Nebraska, and certainly won't have as much on his plate as, say, Juwan Gary did for Nebraska last year. Nebraska likes Bearcay. He did legitimately grade out as their best defensive player by analytics. That's where the eye test might tell you something a little bit different, but his size, his rebounding, his activity, right, when he wasn't a space cadet getting lost on backdoor cuts, an engaged Bearcay is a difference maker defensively, right? Maybe not a lockdown guy, but he'll raise your floor. He'll compete. He'll rebound. He'll terminate possessions. So I think Nebraska likes that out of him and hopes that he can develop into that 3-and-D kind of power forward with maybe some second side ball handling or, you know, late clock scoring if that comes around. That's been his game, the scoring, the shooting, best player on the team kind of stuff. That's not what he's being asked to do for Nebraska this year. So I'm not giving up hope on Bearcay Oyuktingel. I just think he's really got to accept his role, identify, you know, for certain what that is, and then make strides to be the best player in that role he can every single day. Nebraska does really like him. They went and paid him a bunch of money to be a difference maker for him. I think he still can be. But for those of you who might have jumped off the Bearcay Oyuktingel bandwagon, I would advise you to reset your expectations, right? The young man is not a lost cause. Sounds like he's been working really hard on his body, his conditioning. And I think there are the outlines of a useful player there for Nebraska. I think I would expect to see him on the floor quite a bit for the Huskers this year. We got one more text here from Gus Mohawk. It's going to be about the NBA draft. A couple questions from him on that. With the second round of the NBA draft coming up here in just a couple hours, we'll talk about Bryce Williams, his chances to get selected, and other players with ties back to the University of Nebraska, or mostly the state of Nebraska. That's how we'll wrap up Old School after this.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.